Tom. Welcome to Monday, 5:38 in the a.m. And two races down, one to go. California Chrome has done something that many horses have not done. And is going to try and do the third. He's going to try and be a Triple Crown winner. When was the last horse that won two, the Preakness and the Belmont?
That happens quite often, right? We've had a number of horses that have had a chance for the Triple Crown recently.
Because the Preakness and the Kentucky Derby are similar. The Kentucky Derby is a mile and a quarter.
Okay.
Preakness is a mile and 3/16, just a little shorter.
Okay.
The Belmont Stakes at a mile and a half is a completely different animal.
And when we're talking about a horse race, the difference between a mile and a quarter and a mile and a half, for us, the layman, it's like, big freaking deal. What's the difference? But for a horse race, that's a lot of distance to cover right at the very end, right?
No horses are bred in the U.S. to go a mile and a half anymore. Horses are bred for speed, to run over shorter distances. For most of these horses, they'll never run a mile and a half again in their lives. And go to the front kind of horses, like California Chrome, have a hard time going to the front and staying there the whole mile.
And have you read the story that California Chrome may not be running for the Triple Crown?
I was just reading this because they've put in a request for the New York, horse racing.
No horse can race it in New York without with external stuff, without the approval of the stewards of New York.
They're asking for I guess it's like a breathe right strip for the horse, a breathing strip on the nasal passages.
I can remember when nasal strips for horses were a brand new thing. In fact, I was at the racetrack, as I used to be before I was married and have kids quite often. Normally a horse would wear blinkers. Those are the hoods that go over the horses that keep them running straight instead of looking around. Some horses race with blinkers. Some horses race with what's called a shadow roll. It's a piece of foam rubber that goes over the horse's nose.
Oh, okay. I've seen those, and I've always wanted to know what that did.
Keeps the horse from looking down because some horses don't have good depth perception and will jump at shadows.
Really?
So while a horse is running, the shadow roll keeps it from seeing the part of the track that's right in front of it. Shadow roll is fairly common, too.
I always thought that was just padding to protect the horse's nose from the strap that goes across in case it was irritated.
And then I'm at the track, and if you're like me and you go down to the paddock and you watch the horses being saddled, I'm there and I notice suddenly some of these horses are showing up with a big white strip in front of their shadow roll. So what the heck is that? It's like a breathe right strip for a horse. It holds its nostrils open. It's supposed to let them breathe better.
Now, is it the same guy that invented it for the humans is the one that did it for the horses?
There's a lot of debate about whether this does anything for how a horse runs or not, but people at the track are sort of superstitious and what have you. And the day I was there, three or four of the races were won by horses with these new nose strips. So suddenly everyone who's there... Which one has the nose strip? We got to bet on the ones that have the nose strip.
Well, there's no way that they're going to not allow California Chrome to go after the Triple Crown, right? Some heavy hitter in charge of horse racing is going to make a call to the stewards of New York and say, if they want to wear the nasal strip, they can wear the nasal strip, right?
Yeah, and
I would think so.
If the answer is no, the horse is going to run anyway, too. There's no trainer or owner who would deny themselves a shot.
The owner and the trainer have both said... They're both saying, at least now, that they will pull the horse if he cannot wear the nasal strip.
Yeah, that's what I've read.
In reality, there is no way they will do that.
You wouldn't think.
There is no one associated with horse racing who would deny themselves the chance of immortality and training a Triple Crown winner. But again, we're having a disagreement or an argument over something that a lot of people say
doesn't do anything at all.
Interesting. All right, so The last leg of this runs in the first week of June, yes?
Yes, Saturdays from now. And by the way, there is also talk in the horse racing world about changing the spacing between the races. The racetrack that runs the middle race, Pimlico, which runs the Preakness, says that they would like, instead of 2 weeks between their race and the Kentucky Derby, they'd like 3 weeks. And they say they'll bring that discussion next year.
What's the reason for that?
Because the modern thoroughbreds today, which are more fragile than their older horses, normally don't race on 2 weeks rest. They normally race once a month or every 3 weeks.
Wow.
That's just a difference in training regimen.
Yeah.
Now, in the old days, it used to not be like that. You can go back as recently as the 60s or 70s and see horses running in the Derby trial, which Churchill Downs used to run 1 week before the Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. And then the winner of the Derby trial would come back a week later and say, look, my horse is fit and ready to run and runs in the Kentucky Derby. We've had horses that have run in the Metropolitan Mile, big handicap race at Belmont Park, which is on Memorial Day weekend, and then come back the following week and run in the Belmont Stakes.
Wow.
And that's
okay.
Unheard of now. They need more time off.
So is it because they've learned that the horses actually aren't that tough, or is it we're...
It's because of drugs.
Horses used to be all drugged up and they could
do it. No, this is just my opinion. It's because of drugs now. The drug that's legal now is a drug called Lasix. It's a blood thinner.
Right.
It keeps the horses from bleeding through the nostrils when they race. Okay?
Oh, my God.
But Lasix is a blood thinner. Horses lose a lot of weight when they race, and that they need more time between races to
eat, build it back
and to replenish the water that comes out of their bodies. That they thought that medicating the horses would be a good thing, and it's turned out now, after many years of experience, to not be such a good thing, that it makes them more fragile.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Chris, of course, is one of the few people in our listening audience that actually follows horse racing and cares about horse racing.
I think there's a lot of people that probably follow it, maybe not as
professionally. Three times a year. Derby Day.
Dwayne Lucas of Antigo certainly follows the horse racing.
Right. I don't think he lives in Antigo anymore, though.
All right. We've also got the pole positions were lined or made announced for the Indy 500, so I know everybody's like, yay, open car, open wheel racing, yay, the Indy circuit, yay.
Okay, from racing to 200 horsepower racing in a blink of an eye.
You want to do 5 minutes on Indy now that nobody cares about except you?
No, I think we probably chased away enough listeners
as it is.
You got anything regarding the Brewers? You got anything that
Brewer offense is about as working about as good as this Lasix does in the horses, man. It's Brewer offense is really struggling. When your only offense is a Ricky Weeks home run, you know you're having problems. Brewers head to Atlanta for a series starting tonight. Hopefully they can get the offense going. They miss Carlos Gomez. He's been out.
You think I know nothing about sports? You think I care nothing about sports? There are other members of my family who will remain nameless that know and care even less than I do.
And hard to imagine.
I know. And over the weekend, it's like, how do you go into the negatives? Over the weekend, I got a phone call and said, man, your Brewers are doing great. I understand. I'm like, what the heck are you following the Brewers for? He goes, well, I understand, that's the team up there for you and blah, blah, blah.
The infamous Sports Illustrated cover jinx reared its ugly head. Carlos Gomez of the Brewers on the cover last week.
Really?
He immediately serves his suspension and then comes down with a stomach virus or food poisoning. He missed yesterday's game, may miss today's game as well. Apparently he ate some bad something or other.
Yeah.
At least that's what they're saying.
WSAU, we'll be right back.
Pope Francis will be joined by a rabbi and a Muslim leader on his upcoming trip to the Holy Land, the first time an official papal delegation has included members of other faiths. Though they've walked into a bar together thousands of times. This is nuts. A man in Oregon reportedly called the police department. He called the police department to find out where he could purchase marijuana. And the police told him literally any other place in Oregon. The new Michael Jackson album was released this week, and it contains a track titled, Do You Know Where Your Children Are? Even worse, the next song is called, Can You Give Me Directions? Starting today, Chipotle will feature original short stories from writers like Malcolm Gladwell and Toni Morrison on their bags and cups, because it's always good to have something to read in the bathroom.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.